This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
How's your Homovember?
Me.
Hi.
Let's eavesdrop on the party.
Let's listen.
Why can't I?
They're having a sing-along.
Happy little birds fly beyond the rainbow.
Why?
Why, oh, I can.
Wow. They know we're listening, right?
Yeah. I would think so, yes.
They know we're listening.
Very nice. It's a very nice mixture of people upstairs in our dining room.
Morning. The banquet hall?
The banquet hall.
Yeah, we're going to have quite a Homovember to remember today.
Oh, it's going to be very special. We've got some fine entertainment.
Yes.
Let me do give the order to open the first bottle of absinthe, please.
Okey-doke.
Make that priority one.
Make it so.
Let's give everybody a nice sipping glass.
Yes, it's a lovely sipping drink.
That sounds wonderful and festive.
They've got some tunes. Right now, I would say everybody's getting to know one another.
This is like a high school dance where everybody's kind of mingling around the punch bowl now.
It's a mixer.
I'm too sexy for my dress.
Well, we'll tell you about the festivities, about how the room has been decorated, about the entertainment that's here.
Yes, yes. We have gay men. We have men in drag. We have Matt, who is getting into his Chippendales outfit.
Mm-hmm. Along with his Indian war paint.
Right.
And
very excited about this.
There is just a sea of rainbow stickers in our parking lot right now.
I love that. I love some of the license plates, too. It's delightful.
Nice.
I won't mention them for privacy's sake.
No, but we salute you.
Let's check back in upstairs.
Yeah. We should also mention that the walls are decorated quite nicely with lovely photographs of gay icons.
John, yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Peter North?
I'm not sure whether Peter North is up there.
Buzz, Peter North is considered bi.
I see.
These are strictly 100% gay icons that we have on the wall.
How's it going up there, Rob?
Excellent.
All right.
How can you tell?
They're very happy. A camera is out. There's some swaying to the music.
Good.
Everything is good.
Wonderful.
And
they're having a gay old time.
And how is the queen of the ball, how is Homo Joe doing?
Oh, God, on cloud nine. Mm. Really, really happy.
I got a chance to hug Blair Michaels, and I can still smell her perfume.
Mm.
Blair Michaels is the drag queen of D.C., the diva of D.C., and he, she...
When in drag, likes to be referred to as she. Yes.
She will be performing for us today.
She brought along Ann Coulter as well.
And, faggot.
And Tina Turner.
A dazzling urban transvestite.
Yes, yes. Shaquita.
Right. Let's go with that.
Yeah, well, that's I believe, what her name
that's
is.
Actually her name.
I thought it was Shaquia.
I think it's Shaquita.
She gave us a lot of pronunciations.
Maybe it is Shaquia. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
I was chatting with them before the show.
Then there's the cat from the internet who's just named Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is here.
Mm-hmm.
And
Charlie
we
Brown.
Have, I believe our lesbian couple on the way.
Yes, we have people still on the way.
Very good.
I just found out from our engineer Bear there's a water main break on Montrose Road.
Ah, that's what
dear.
So.
Oh, my.
We shall see.
Traffic's a mess tonight.
It was my water that broke, Don.
Creepy.
Good answer.
Oh, boy. It's a good thing that we have a floor separating us.
Yeah, because we'd be going crazy otherwise. We truly would.
Let's start this day before Thanksgiving. Oh, here you go. This guy.
Do the opposite of reducing the volume.
You know this guy.
Sweet potatoes with my family. Gonna eat till I'm blue. Sweet potatoes with my family. Tryptophan will make me snooze.
Yeah.
And then he's done.
Bravo.
Lame.
Very, very nice performance there.
He don't disappoint.
He doesn't.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
That was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
I know, we played it yesterday. It's okay, let's just play it again today. Huh?
Turkey, turkey, who can I turn to?
This gets me in the holiday spirit.
Okay.
My mom made gravy and cranberry sauce, too.
Two.
Blair Michaels gets me in the mood, Mike. Always.
Pass the stuffing, your mashed potatoes I adore. The dog is begging me beneath the table on the floor. Turkey, I got your number. Tryptophan makes me high.
Tryptophan.
Turkey, don't change your number. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving.
Retarded.
867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving.
Lame.
I know.
He's a genius.
I know.
Lame.
I know. The Don and Mike Show. This is for you, Blair.
Here we go.
Are you listening up on the third floor?
Hello! What in the world is wrong with these people?
Take a look upstairs.
Morons.
I want y'all to listen today.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Yeah. Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
Listen to us like hotcakes, even if you're old.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear?
That was funny.
Yeah.
Lame.
Being careful, it's very important to me.
Right.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Gay sex, whoa.
Whoa.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
Jesus thing.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Hi, J-Man.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
What in the world is wrong with these people?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, messed it up. Yeah, you took that, where's that I have hemorrhoids thing? Gotta live, that I have hemorrhoids has got to live in there.
Steve Carell in the middle of the forest.
That should be right after the whole Jesus, who's with G-O-D.
Yeah, let him scream it from the highest mountaintop.
I have hemorrhoids!
Yeah! Thank you.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Cut the jibber jabber.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I make it feel really good for you, hon. I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
What not?
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Who he?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Who he?
I like rape.
Why do you?
paper rape.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Again, what is wrong?
What in the world is wrong with these people?
Morons, Mike.
Morons.
Yep. Morons.
Morons.
Absolute morons.
Morons.
Sounds like Shep.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, and now here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There we are. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. Welcome.
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 Welcome. Yo, geez.
What do you want, baby? I'm smarter than the average baby.
MHK.
Yeah, gee. What are you gonna do about my bump apples? My apples broke into the pieces. So what's wrong with you, boo-boo? You don't have to make a mistake on these things.
Right.
Yeah. There's apples.
Is everybody happy?
I'm not happy.
Yeah, not today.
Well, what do you see your son fall off?
Just listen and don't question why.
Right.
Anyway, hi there, little brains. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Apples.
Happy day before Don and Mike show.
Get away, day.
Phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, hey, great. Now your place is going to smell like ass and turkey. Oh, no, turkey ass. Don't forget about the cream corn. Love you guys.
That's not very, that's rather hostile, just doing his material. Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Happy Home November, boys.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to you.
Thank you very much. Hey, I just said, Mike, I had a question for you. When is Scooter Racing scheduled for? You're getting on that, right?
It's actually done. We have scheduled it for mid-January. I'm not sure the exact date, but we're doing it in mid-January.
Oh, we
are? Yes! I can't wait.
All right.
You sucker.
Oh, I just had to get rid of them, Don.
Oh, ye suckers.
There's not a day that I drive into this parking lot and do not envision the racetrack with these scooter races that we will be having.
Listen, today's show is going to be all about Homovember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got this.
Hello?
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 Turkey Day up here in the yellow room, Don and Mike.
The yellow That's room. Joe.
We'll have no hostility unless you have a green card. What? That you need to get exchanged in or something.
And the views are very nice from up here, too.
No, I'm just going to turn that off for a second.
So nice. Right there already. Have they opened the absinthe upstairs, Rob?
They poured some wine.
They poured a little wine. Wonderful.
For goodness sakes.
That's,
get them
hey, Matt, anywhere.
Matt, come in here, please.
Is Matt in his uniform?
Yeah.
He is.
Matt's got his Chippendales outfit on.
We really ought to hear the reaction.
Matt the Polo.
It's an odd sort of mixture.
That is about as to. Did you paint your nipples?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
You got to get the spirit of home.
Either that or
Mike.
They're very angry.
What was that, just lipstick that you used for that?
It's war body paint. War paint.
Makeup. War paint.
Makeup paint.
Well, as you know, Matt the Polak is very gay-friendly. He's covered the Gay Pride Parade for us, and he's going to be our emissary. He's going to be our guy at the front door.
I can't stand looking at him.
The concierge, the bouncer, the maitre d', the waiter. He's going to be doing it all for us today.
Is everything? Don't do that. Don't stretch, please. And I see.
Get loose.
He's rolled down the top of his shorts.
Yeah.
That is highly disturbing. Are you making the arrangements up there? Are you getting everybody situated?
Not yet. I was really just slipping into my outfit here.
All right, well, go up there and get things ready, please.
Yeah, we want to hear how you're received. How you're received up
there. I can't wait to hear what they think of my outfit.
We have to hear that.
They will love it. Entrance. Are you going up now?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, hold on. I just noticed.
Do you see his shoes?
I was looking like at the shorty shorts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the hard shoes. We have to point out he's wearing black hard shoes.
All right, go on up.
And remember, hi, my name is Matt. I'll be your server today.
Purple shorts, a bow tie, and red war paint.
Hey, no lisping.
Boy. And incidentally, it proves one thing. You can never be too young to let that body completely go.
That's from downstairs.
Right. All right, we're waiting to hear Matt's entrance.
Downstairs to your right.
Just eavesdrops.
Someone's on their way down.
How long is it on for?
Here comes a sexy man up here. I like his red nipples, don't you, Blair?
God.
That's this is what happens when you let a child get in a drag queen's makeup case.
A child.
But he looks so good.
Oh.
But I still like the ass tattoo and the ass.
You can like the ass. I like the point that says Al University.
Oh.
Otherwise known as All University.
Oh, that's down by his crotch area, the name of the school.
Yes,
on the athletic shorts that he's wearing today.
It's on his shorts. Is everybody getting enough to drink upstairs?
We're catching up.
Hey,
yeah,
Matt.
We're just waiting.
We have
for
these
you.
Wonderful little warmers up here, Mike.
Matt,
the food is being prepared.
Oh, the food's being prepared.
Here's your first official order, Matt. Make everybody a nice little sipping glass of absinthe, please.
Oh, yeah. These lovely people that are wearing these fabulous shirts that say O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub. Ding, ding, ding. Self-promotion.
All right. Bye, ladies.
Set a bottle opener.
We'll see you in a moment. We'll get the good stuff flowing upstairs.
Yeah,
and,
couldn't think of a better way to promote the restaurant.
You missed a great moment when Homo Joe got here and first saw Matt.
Yeah.
He said, quick, let me see your ass.
Yeah, and we didn't realize what he was saying, and then he was referring to the tattoo.
Oh. On his arm.
That he's got.
Oh. Yeah.
We all thought he was just being very direct. Homo Joe's usually a little more subtle than that.
No, he was eager.
Mm-hmm. Well, today's show is going to be all over the place. It's going to be, as we mentioned, Homovember. It's going to be happening upstairs in the party room, down here in the studio. Blair Michaels will be providing entertainment. We'll be listening. We'll be eavesdropping. We'll be playing party games. All of this happening. But, Mike, something even more monumental than that. And
really?
I bet you have forgotten about it.
I probably have.
Today is the day that the boy went to see Dr. Snip Snip.
Oh, I did. I completely forgot about this. Is his day. I forgot. We've been doing so many things.
Today was the day. And, boy, does he try to be a cool customer about it. He called me this morning, you know, as we do most every morning.
He's had himself a day. He's a very busy lad today.
So he's just chatting about this and that, and did you read this, and did you hear that?
Once again, did he try to just sneak it in the conversation?
No, he didn't even mention it.
No.
As a matter of fact, he was at one point trying so much not to mention that he was going to the doctor. He said something about, oh, here's what it was. He said, hey, did you see the news about Wayne Newton? And I said, what? And he said, Wayne Newton's going to be on the Dancing with the Stars tour. And I said, well, BFD.
Right.
And he said, my doctor says. And I said, oh, right, your vasectomy. And he said, no, I'm pretending I'm Wayne Newton.
Right. So he's trying to avoid it.
He was totally trying to avoid it.
You know, we can't avoid it on the show now because everybody wants to talk about it. And this was your preliminary. Is this your pre-surgery appointment?
Yeah, so I made the appointment for the surgery today. How about that? Isn't that something?
So at about 10 till 9, he was very uptight this morning, didn't want to mention it. Finally said, this is the big day, right? And he just said, yeah, this is it.
Yeah. All right, how did it go?
Fantastic.
Come on now, how did it go?
It was fine.
Was it a big bowl of fine?
It was as awkward as you can imagine it being.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of touching?
I thought there was going to be no touching, and then there was plenty of touching at the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have to drop trow immediately?
No. It was first he gave me the most Charlie, meaning Charlie Stewing Stabilak, version of a vasectomy you've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
He literally took a piece of paper
and
a ballpoint pen, no buzz, I wish, and he said, all right, now let's see. This is your scrotum. And he drew a picture.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
And he said, now, let's say these are your testicles. I said, okay, let's say that.
Oh, God, you're killing me already. I want to curl up into a ball.
And he says, up here, this is your penis. And he says, let's pretend that the testicles are where you live. I said, like my house? He said, yeah. Okay. He said, now, this tube is the vas deferens. That's the beltway.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
He said, the end of your penis, that's FedEx Field. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Can I just talk to you for a second? I don't know how confident I would feel about a doctor who's explaining a penis to me and using local landmarks as if I'm supposed to figure out.
Well, it's a highway, Don. It's a highway. I think I understand.
He
said to me, now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise the Wilson Bridge.
Ah.
And I said,
and now, do you think he's using the rugged football talk so he, you know, because he's talking about such a
delicate area. He's not terribly rugged.
Really?
No, very nice guy. But
gentle,
not
does he have soft hands?
I found them to be very soft.
So he did, in fact, handle the marbles?
Yes, he did.
Did he put those CSI gloves on?
Yes, he did. So it was just like really? It was just like being with Carrie.
Why did you hesitate when he asked you that question?
I was trying to craft a joke. Oh, he did have gloves on. Yes.
Were you standing or were you sitting?
Are you speaking figuratively?
No. My God.
Oh my God. That's disturbing as well.
No, I hope you were soft.
I was like a marshmallow, Don, as always.
No, but what I meant.
I laid down on the table. This is a beautiful picture. I lay down on the table.
Is it a regular little doctor's table?
Yeah, and he pulls out the extender.
Yeah.
And he says, put your feet up here and bend your knees. Oh. I said, okay. And I mean, this is really, we've just been talking for like 45 minutes about the Beltway.
What are you wearing at this point?
Same thing you see now.
Okay.
Okay, so you have all your clothes on.
Exactly. And then he said, now I want you to raise your pelvis and pull your pants and your underpants to your knees. I said, okay.
How many times have we heard that?
And then he checked me out, and he gave me some of the highest praise I've ever had, and I've never gotten from anyone else.
Wow. I can't imagine what it would be.
I quote, you have a very generous scrotum.
Wow.
And wow. I said,
what have you been saying for years?
I said, I bet you tell that to all the boys. And then he said, no. There's a lot to work with here.
Oh, my God.
Because he said there are times when there isn't as much, how should we say, material.
Right.
If there's not as much material to deal with.
It's a little bit more tricky.
Yeah. What they'll do then is then they will give you the general anesthetic and take you to the hospital.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be able to get yours done in the lobby, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to have mine done in the car.
It's a drive-thru.
So fortunately, you have more than enough material.
Right. A generous scrotum is the word that he used.
Well, that's good.
Scrotum.
I never knew that about you. Congratulations on that.
So the next time you need some money, you want to talk to my balls.
Because they're so generous.
They're very, very generous.
They give and give.
So once he got done touching you and drawing pictures, when did you decide that he was going to be the man to end you being a man?
Now, you see, that's really not what he's doing.
He stopped him there. He stopped him.
He said, and he addressed that. He said, it's a little bit like getting married. I said, how so? He said, it's a little sad and a little weird when you close the chapter on a book. But there's a new chapter, a chapter of spontaneity and a chapter of caring less.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's a nice way of putting it. Did he handle you?
Does he know your wife, though?
No. No, he knows not my wife.
Well, we got calls about that very subject, and that new chapter apparently lasts about maybe 6 months.
Well, you know what? 6 months is better than no months, so I'll take it. I'll try that chapter just for fun.
So you didn't have any reservations at all? You didn't have any, you've already in your mind committed to this thing. In your mind.
Yeah, he went through a long list of things that could happen, and he entertained all my questions.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Death.
Really? Okay, well, that is the worst, obviously. What's the second worst thing?
That is bad.
Ongoing pain for the rest of my life.
Oh, you got that already.
But he said, you know what? That I've never seen it happen in 25 years, and that's with any surgery.
You live with pain every day.
Tell me about
it. Great mental pain every day.
And they have to tell you that, right? They have to tell you those things.
I sign a check over to pain every 2 weeks. So he goes through and he shows me the Beltway drawing, and then he explains.
Did you have to put
happens.
A down payment down?
Just the copay.
Okay.
I'm only in this for $15. So if I bail now, no.
Well, that's right. Insurance covers this.
Yeah.
You didn't have to leave a deposit.
Hey. Just ask. And another thing he said.
How long
that
did you have your pants down around your knees?
I would say a total of 45 to 60 seconds. Almost no time. But he did a lot of work in that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he cup them?
Yes.
Did he pinch and curl?
Yes.
Did he put one in one hand and one in the other as if like the scales of justice?
He did not do that.
Juggling?
No juggling.
Did he tickle?
Just a little one at the end to let me know he was done.
Was it ticklish when he was
no,
doing that?
No, it's too uncomfortable to laugh.
Right.
Did he sniff?
Not while I was in the room.
When he was there or his hands afterwards.
When we left the office, he was all over his fingers.
Who knows?
Like a dog trying to find a steak.
For that, doctor, there's not enough disinfectant in the world.
Did you spend extra time cleaning this morning?
I was very particular, yes.
I would think
and
so,
when
yeah.
he finished, the gloves had begun to dissolve. They had achieved a gummy status.
Have you felt, you're being a very brave man with
Thank
this,
you, Mike. Thank
with
you.
This scrutiny and with this inquisition, but I'm curious.
With the scrutiny.
The scrutiny that we're
well,
giving
you Well, I have a very
right
generous
there.
Scrotum.
Do you feel, during this process, is there anxiety with it? Is there a little anxiety?
Sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But not for the result. For
right.
the procedure.
Right. The procedure itself.
Sure. So when have you signed up for this?
The 20th of December.
And happy holidays.
When's the shaving?
The shaving will be the 19th, and he gave me instructions on that, too.
instruction.
Mm-hmm.
The way you shave?
Well, he said a lot of people make the mistake and they shave everything.
Right.
You don't need to.
It's a mistake. Okay.
Yeah. Well, some people may do it by choice.
So you won't be shaving your chest hair?
No, nor my head or my back.
But you will be shaving your genitals.
The bag. Only the bag.
Yeah. Ooh. That's the most delicate part. Did he give you instructions on how to do that?
He did.
Do you use electric or do you use a regular razor?
He said a disposable single-bladed Bic razor.
Those are the
Oh my god, those are
the worst.
He said it'll shave easier than your face.
You better have a steady hand.
I mean, those razors are in a pinch, so to speak.
Take it easy.
Are you going to use shaving cream?
Lather, he said.
Shaving cream. Be nice and clean.
He said that I have the option of them shaving it for me, but he says it usually goes a lot better in hot water, and they don't have like a shower or anything at the office.
Right.
So he said,
will you do it in the shower or the tub?
That, I think, probably the tub.
You know what? I think you
and
really,
I will sell tickets.
I think you should have Carrie do that.
Then you tell Carrie that you think she should do that.
I think it would make the experience more pleasurable.
No, here's what I'm thinking. I'm picturing you now sitting on the toilet with the seat down.
Speak slowly, please.
You've got your legs, you know, akimbo.
Akimbo, right?
Akimbo. And you're reaching down.
To my generous scrotum?
Yeah, and you're just trying to peel that, you know.
Yeah, I would say it would go much easier because you're going to probably have to do, you know, around the whole thing.
I mean, his directions were to stretch and go delicately downward.
You know,
this whole thing's making my blood turn cold.
There are too many blind spots in this. This is like backing up a car without those extra little...
I'll use a video camera. I'll set it up on a tripod.
Wow.
Are you coordinated enough that you could actually look at a video of your hands and you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a mirror.
How would Carrie feel if you asked her? Serious question. Would it be something where she said, oh, I don't want to do that, or would it be... Yeah, I'll help you. Or would it be? Yeah.
Probably the middle.
Okay.
I don't think she'd get into it.
Right.
Then why don't you ask your wife to shave your balls?
People do that, though. I've seen films.
You have?
Yeah.
With Carrie?
No. I mean, like the whole shave thing.
Like on 593.
The whole shave thing is quite the erotic experience.
I'll ask her. She may not say yes.
Would you prefer that, do you think?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the deal. If she has a problem, if she has a non-steady
hand. All I'm doing
hand,
is picturing you getting that done right now.
A slip.
This is to you more intriguing than the procedure now, isn't it?
This is the whole, the whole thing falls under the same umbrella. I'm getting all oogie.
Now, if she were to cut or draw blood.
Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, Nick is a great word for it.
Well, you would have to get one of those.
Styptic pencils,
right? And
that would hurt.
You'd also have to get a roll of toilet paper so, like on your face, you could just take out a little piece and put it right on the owie.
Are you like me when you hear the single blade Bic razor? I mean, those things are.
I'm thinking, no way.
Those are torture devices.
You should get your wife to get some Nair or something.
Oh, no.
And gently massage.
I think the skin is much too soft and sensitive for any sort of.
But I would at least get like a, one of those triple blade. Razors.
Get a lady.
But you see, you're not looking for like.
Hold on a second.
A face shave.
Excuse me. It just struck me. We got a room of experts upstairs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Ladies. Ladies.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hello. This is the yellow room.
Homo Joe. Listen. Would you ask the guys up there?
Everyone.
Watch it.
Shaving balls.
The ladies.
Ask the
ladies. I'm sorry. The guys and the gals.
The party guests.
Ask everybody at the party. Rob has to have his balls shaved before his vasectomy. How did
we will volunteer?
Hey, no! Not what we're looking for.
We can bang this out today.
Can he do it himself? Should he have his wife do it?
I'll volunteer.
I would say have his wife do it, Don, because there's a lot of blood vessels down there. And from experience, I used to be an orderly and used to do that for a living.
And what type of Joe, Homo Joe? What type of blade would you recommend?
Triple edge.
Yeah, triple edge of Venus.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. A triple edge a penis? What?
Yeah, triple edge Venus.
Venus. Oh, so the ladies' razor.
Ladies' razor, yeah.
All right, that's the
soap in it.
Yeah, it has the soap in it and ready to go.
It's a better
angle.
See, that's what I'll do.
You get the ladies' razor, Venus, that's already got the soap in it.
All right, I will do that now, but you do think someone else should do it for me.
Yeah, do you cut yourself?
Well, or have help.
Yeah.
I mean, lift and separate, you know. Unless your hand's really unsteady, then you're really in trouble.
Yeah, you could cut yourself a little bit.
All right. Well, I will speak to my significant other.
You know, and
We're glad to help out.
I'm thinking out loud.
Just gay tips.
Just, you know, thinking out loud.
Keep your gay tip to yourself.
Isn't your mom coming over tomorrow?
Hey, 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 hey.
Okay, TMI.
What are you doing?
Wow.
It's nothing your mom hasn't
it's getting
before.
Hot in this trailer.
Is there a way you could find out if your wife would do it for you?
I don't know that she's available to the phone right now. I try and call her.
Well, Blair and I will be more than happy.
He doesn't have to do it. He has to do it the day before his surgery.
We're available.
I'm available.
So they'll say they would bite the hair off.
Now, there's also something else, is I have to switch to tighty whities.
Oh, really?
Why? After the procedure to offer more support.
Yeah, well, oh, so no more boxers for you?
Mm-hmm.
What you've been a boxer man all the
boxer
way along?
Briefs for a long time.
Boxer
briefs. And boxers, both. Mm-hmm. I sort of alternate. Okay. And he said, if you have an athletic supporter laying around, that would be okay, too. I said, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever
what
even
sort
seen
of joke
one?
Was that?
Did you tell him that you lettered in theater arts?
I thought I read about an athletic supporter.
Have you ever purchased a jock?
Yes, you have to have one in gym.
Okay, in gym. Yeah. Gym class. Right.
I'm wearing one right now.
Have you ever purchased a cup?
No, why would I?
Okay. Yeah. Just asking.
Mr. Woodcock never made you get one, huh?
No, he never did. My gym teacher?
Hello. What an interesting name based on this discussion.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I would just like to thank you guys for getting me through these past 5 years. Wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And, Mike?
Yes.
Could you pour me a glass of absinthe? And, Don, could you light me a Fuente cigar? And, Rob, could you chop me a line? And, Buzz, could you find us some good porn?
Wow, he's got it all covered.
Happy holidays.
There you go. That's right. I get you the cigar.
I get him the absinthe.
I cut him some blow.
And I get the porn.
We're all covered here.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's a holiday party.
I thought you'd move. The new thing was, though, you were off blow and
I'm not on blow anymore.
Still knows people.
You just drink all the time.
It's not so much the drinking. It's the driving I get off on. You should have seen me drunk driving to the doctors today.
Hello.
God, I couldn't even park.
Todd and Mike Show.
Left the car running.
Hello. Well, thank God. At least you've given up the crack.
Thank you.
And the blow.
Well, it was awkward, though, because I had fallen asleep in the parking lot and the engine was running. I had my foot on the accelerator. It was racing. Car was in neutral. And the policeman said, "Are you okay?" I said, "I'm fine. Got to go in and talk about my ball."
Have you ever done the crystal meth? Have you been on that drug yet?
Yeah, I don't dig it.
Okay.
I feel like it steals something from me. I just love to drink and drive.
Maybe after your procedure, you can get on the horse.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'll talk to the doctor.
It hurts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Couple guys in my office have told me about this. They said you don't ever want to use a double or a triple razor. It just tears your junk up. I don't know why that is, but they said, man, they swear by using that the big single disposable razor.
The doctor said.
Makes sense.
All right, well, I would take the word of a group of homos upstairs.
Absolutely.
I need to find a gay doctor.
Well, also, drag queens upstairs, I'm sure they have to shave and all
that. They do it all the time.
But you see, it doesn't have to be like your face. You don't have to get so close. You just have to make sure that the hairs, this is what he described, they can curl in.
Yes.
And cause infection.
Oh, God, gross.
Ingrowns, yeah.
Ew.
He's seen it. Ew. He's seen it, Jackson.
I'm going to throw up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob, I had this done about 10 years ago.
Attaboy.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, you are awesome.
I went back on the pill, but you've already heard all the horror stories. I'm going to tell you that. Here's all I want to tell you to do. Leave a little bit of hair, because the nurse will come in with a real steamy towel and a nice razor, and you feel like Wyatt Earp sitting up in a chair getting shaved. Perfect.
Well, then why don't you let the nurse do the whole thing, then?
They said that they didn't want to do it and that I would do a more effective
job
have
a nurse. You'd have a Joy Behar nurse.
Exactly.
That's what you'd
know.
Hot
towel.
Roll the dice.
A male nurse.
Can you imagine, though, if you had a nurse that looked like Christie Brinkley? Can you imagine that? Heidi Klum was your nurse.
That'd be okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know from personal experience, as a 22-year-old sexually active male, the best razor to use is the Venus that's embedded in like a bar of soap.
That's what they said. That's what the guys said upstairs.
That's what our queens upstairs
said. That's what the ladies and men said upstairs.
Well, try both.
Maybe I'll shave the left with one and the right with another.
I would go with the Venus. I really would.
You could almost be
why
like,
don't you try it over the holidays?
Well, no, I remember the Bic razor when I would be like on the road and I wouldn't have a razor and I'd buy those bag of Bics and they'd carve up my neck.
Yeah.
You could be like the guy in the commercial for shampoo where he's got on one side
of
his head.
Right.
He's got the one kind of shampoo that scrubbles and bubbles.
If anything, it'll be a bigger distinction because one will be shaved with a Bic and one will be with the Venus.
And he also gave me some interesting statistics. Did you know that 1 in 1,500 vasectomies fail because the tubes grow back together?
Hello, Don and Aisha. Wouldn't that be just your luck?
The human body.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike Show, you and your strong
you
tubes.
You can't fool Mother Nature.
Hello.
It's like a Charlie vest.
Yeah, I don't know if this has come up, but has anyone mentioned, instead of using a razor, using the cream Nair?
No, it would sting.
It would burn.
I mentioned that. That's too harsh. That's really wrong.
Too harsh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's bad.
You try it down there.
She loves to make me cry.
Because then you will go into surgery the next day with a couple of cherry tomatoes. Uh-huh.
An angry but generous scrotum.
Your balls would look like Matt's nipples.
Bright red.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh. I did want to thank Rob's generous scrotum. Thanks for his generosity. My kids' Little League team has new uniforms this year.
God bless you.
We want to thank all things generous on the show will now be attributed to Rob Scrotum.
And also the softball team has a new ball bag.
It's a generous ball bag.
Thank you so kindly.
Jerry!
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 Hey, Ed!
Jerry, we have a very generous donation from Rob's generous scrotum.
Ah, there's one of my guys. Thanks for helping my kids.
Anytime.
All right. Hello.
And then I sat and really worked it.
For two days following the procedure, I'm not allowed to sit up. I have to be in my recliner.
Oh, I know you're hating that.
If I have to. If I must.
How are you going
to
sit still?
You can't even sit up? How are you getting out of the doctor's office?
Well, no, you can sit up for brief periods of time.
Just right.
All the time.
But not all the time.
This is going to be a holly jolly Christmas for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I shave my balls all the time, and I use the Bic Comfort 3 sensitive skin with the Gillette Complete Skin Care shaving gel. It's the best.
Do you have a website I can go to?
With instructions?
No.
Right, may I ask you a question, sir, since you do it all the time?
Are you going to ask your question?
Yeah, all the time.
No, I'm going to say back to front or front to back.
Oh, it's back to front.
No, the doctor said absolutely top to bottom.
My question
is... No.
A different one. Why?
No, because I'm up top. See, my hand comes from up above. You put the razor down,
but
bring
sir,
it up.
Sir, why do you shave?
Because it's comfortable.
Yeah, but it's not comfortable. I mean, you have to do it. How many days in a row do you have to do it? Like, you do it every other day, every third?
Days in a row, it's like twice a week.
Is it that thing like with your beard that if you keep shaving, the beard will grow in thicker?
Yeah,
I would think so. Does the hair come back quicker?
I don't know about that. Maybe a little thicker.
Why do you shave?
Yeah, he says comfortable.
Comfort's
ever,
not the reason.
Have
He's
you ever
lying.
Felt discomfort because of hair on your balls?
It feels better. That's all.
Come on. There's got to be like a woman involved,
Do you shave?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you shave?
It feels better.
Do you shave all your hair?
Just down there, yeah.
What do you mean, just down there?
What about the hair that's like on top of everything?
Right.
Yeah.
So everything.
So it's like you're like Beaver Cleaver.
The Mathers.
So you're completely hairless down there?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's just gross.
That is.
That's just gross.
Do you ever think about getting at least like the ladies do, decorative down there?
I see sometimes guys in pornos with that look.
They've got like the little V.
I don't decorate.
One of the greatest pornos of all time is the masseuse.
One of your favorites.
Yeah. Is that the one Buzz got you?
Yeah. He gave me the original and the remake by Jenna, in which the whole thing is a guy goes in to get shaved and ends up getting handy and then goes back to get shaved again.
Is it a shave or a massage?
He goes in for a massage, and then he says, "What can you do about this?" And she says, "I don't do that."
Yeah. Is Jenna the masseuse?
Yeah. And then he says, "Well, can you shave me?" And then once she shaves him, he says, "Well, what are we going to do with this?" And so she says, "Well, okay, I've never done this before, but..." Then he comes back, and then she... And then the third time he bangs her.
Well, there was none of that at my appointment.
A lot of people don't know this, but it's a true story.
For Christmas.
Yes. The masseuse?
He sold it.
Please make a note
of
it.
He just sold it very well.
You got it.
It's a really good
You
movie.
Like it? Is that one of your favorites?
It'd be number one.
Number one. Yeah, will you get me that
Very
for
highly rated,
yeah,
yes.
Please do.
Regarding the other hair, he said you only have to trim it if it's long enough that it will flop down onto your beanbag.
Yeah, you only have to trim it if you're like Ned Ulock.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, and really not a problem.
I had more than enough hair down there.
Yeah, down there.
Brownie locks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Don and Mike.
That's what I said. Hi.
How you guys doing? Hey, I don't know if anybody warned Rob, but when he eventually goes number 3, it's quite common to have blood in it.
number four.
Well, there you go. That's
fantastic.
Something to look forward to.
I didn't think my doctor would call in today.
Wow.
And,
but you're not allowed to have any of that for 7 days following the procedure.
That would be funny if your doctor sounded like that. So I took the butcher knife and got the job done.
Thank you, Johnny Ringo, for identifying blood now as
number four.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On the Don and Mike list of bodily elements.
Well, then we have to do everything. You know, then we have to include pus.
Five?
That would be no.
How about snot as number five?
Booger, snot would be five.
Five. Would blood be before that other thing?
Let me see. Hold on. You have number one is... Listen,
number one we know. Number two we know.
Number one and number two have those spots locked up.
They right. are the right. most famous numbers.
Right. You may think that number three should be number one, but number right. three will never take the place of number one.
We've always called it number three, then blood number four.
I believe that number three is truly in my heart number one.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. This
I think
not
we'd all feel that
it's
way.
It's not a ranking.
No,
it's
and
simply
we can't
a name.
And you can't put number three as like, number one because number one's too common a name.
Here's
number
the
one
thing.
Is even a verb.
Right.
Here's the thing. Tom Brady is urine.
Uh-huh. Right.
Peyton Manning is fecal matter.
Right.
And then when you have relations and you have a happy ending, uh-huh. it would be who's next after Brett Favre?
Brett Favre.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one. Right.
At this Green. Current point.
Yeah.
Right? Because mm-hmm. you're established number one and number two, and you can't take away from those two.
No, they can't be
and
moved.
And then there's everybody else at the rest of the package.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Yep. You get down to tiny little insignificant, like sleepers in your eye would be like Mark Brunel.
What about crying?
Tears?
Yeah.
Tears would be like well down.
Seven,
like
10.
Yeah, eight or nine,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, blood
I put
is
put sweat ahead of tears.
Blood is a very strong number four.
Ride a yeah. painted pony. What goes up must come down. Shave with a Bic razor all around.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
there is a place I use on K Street. It's called Oriental Moon Jade Health Spa. 65 hours, they'll wax you and give you a nice massage. Love you long time.
I don't want to wax.
So they'll wax you, but hey, waxing would be cool.
No, that would hurt.
You think so?
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Think right. how much it hurts to pull out like a nose hair.
Waxing. No, Kelly Clarkson!
You ever pull yeah. out a nose hair and you get tears?
But yeah. think how impressed the doctor would be if you actually waxed down there.
I right? don't think he would care.
Yeah. No! Kelly Clarkson.
And while you're in the process, get the full thing. Get a Brazilian.
Well, not again.
Get a Brazilian wax.
Wax on, wax off. Just like saying, I think
I know
after,
you do.
There you go, doing Mr. Miyagi again.
And after he waxes on, you will. Well, you won't.
I wax off.
You won't wax off.
But I don't think it needs to be like a facial shave. It doesn't need to be, you know, baby soft.
They just want to prevent, as you explained before, the unmistakable curl uh-huh. going back and
right.
causing an infection.
And I don't want that.
You talked to Homo Joe during the break because he mentioned about...
He was an orderly in a hospital.
He's done it.
Blood vessels and such. And,
right, mm-hmm. many times.
And also today we discussed bringing the samples in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need to do that at the office.
Bringing the samples in?
Mm-hmm, because you want to make sure that, you know, the procedure took.
That the swimmers are not swimming.
Right. Well, no, there'd be no swimmers at all.
Right.
So what you do is you do it. And you have a jar, and he requested that you bring it in a paper bag.
Yes.
He said, that's pretty good camouflage. You know, like a lunch paper bag? I said,
right.
yes, I'm way ahead of
you. So you mean
I feel like I've ridden the roller coaster too many times already.
So you mean after you have it done.
Uh-huh.
And you do one immediately, and you bring it in, and he checks it out in a microscope.
Gotcha.
And then 6 weeks.
He puts it in a big 16-ounce fountain glass, gets a nice big bendy straw.
Old-fashioned, just like you would get at the old hot shop.
Oh, right. God.
And then he says, Rob, hold on, let me... that vasectomy took.
You're fine.
But he
safe
would,
home, son.
And then he said he should see no action after 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But if he sees any action after 12 weeks, we have to go in and fix it.
Really?
Right. Swimmers, mm-hmm. yeah.
When you say action.
Swimmers.
Oh, okay. So
there will still be number three.
How soon after your procedure are you able to be
7 days.
7 days.
And they're going to be monitoring his sperm then.
The doctor will be in the room with you, right?
At all times.
Every time you have sex from now on, right?
That's the rule.
That's it.
If I wanted to be taken care of by insurance, must be there.
In the room with a videotape camera, making sure everything goes fine.
And so he described the vas deferens as a piece of spaghetti. Again, there was that word.
Spaghetti on the internet. That was the first question you got. Are you going to put your spaghetti on the internet?
And how he further explained it is they'll cut out about a quarter inch and then knot it And then, sure. And then he will pull a little piece of skin over.
Oh,
it,
okay.
Which he describes.
Okay, all right. You have now entered into the.
You'll love this. He said it's like having a shower curtain between two garden hoses.
Okay.
And then he cauterizes it shut.
Cauterize.
Zip and I'm gone.
It doesn't bother you anymore?
Numb to it now.
Simply
actually, I'm not numb to this discussion.
Simply a quarter inch incision is all it takes.
I like to watch.
It's good to know in case you ever have to do this.
If the 20th, I could use a ride.
I drive you.
Come on.
I swear to God I'd drive you.
I'm on.
I'd drive you to your vasectomy. I would be proud. I would not shave.
Would you be honored?
I would not shave you, but I would be honored to drive you to your vasectomy.
You would not be welcome in the room because I've already asked him about that. I asked if I could record it. He said
did
no.
You really?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, you trooper.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Very good.
He said, that's not the weirdest request I've ever had. I said, no. He said, no. One guy wanted to bring in his 10-year-old to watch.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, how gross is that?
And I said, why? Why?
Oh, my God.
So I'm wrong. I was going to bring your kids with me.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Not this time.
Bring both of them with
jeez.
Me.
Jeez.
But he said that he wanted the kid to watch and learn.
You could bring a tape recorder like in the car.
Oh, sure.
When he's recovering.
Yeah.
Maybe the doctor would let us talk to him outside.
He had no interest.
The procedure room.
None.
Oh, so he's not one of those
no,
guys.
No, he's not, but he's a great doctor.
Well, so. He's not a huckster.
No.
Right.
He's not like that guy that goes on Oprah all the time.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
Exactly. He's no Dr. Oz. He just cares about you, the patient.
He cares about my generous scrotum.
That's it. Okay.
We all do.
Well, man, you've really explained every little detail about it now. And that's
I'll
what
entertain
we
any other questions.
Wow.
No, that's it. I think can't we're ready think for a...
And now, go ahead. Go get it done. There's no looking back now.
He said the biggest mistake people make is that after a day... They feel good, and they go out, and they rake leaves or something, and they rip it open.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do
well,
that.
Well, did you tell him how inherently lazy you are, so I there's said, not a chance that could happen?
You do your part, I'll do mine. And then I said, hey, what about frozen peas? And he lit up. He said, yes, frozen peas, but in a Ziploc bag. And I said, why? He said, in case they start to melt and leak, you'll get pea juice all over you.
That's P-E-A juice.
Exactly. And right. But I did enjoy the pun.
Did you ask him about drinking, when you can have hooch?
He said, best to not have beer the day before because that will cause more bruising. Did you know that's why tattoo parlors won't operate on you if you've had a lot of beer?
Because you bruise easily?
Apparently so.
What about after the procedure?
He said, don't take it if you're going to take it with Percocet. Don't drink if you're going to be taking Percocet.
Well, listen, come on. You always ignore that rule.
Hey,
anyway.
And I said, absolutely.
He's being letter of the law. Don't sweat that.
You need to tell me that.
Right, exactly.
Come on, you know our rule. Two pills for every drink and you're fine.
And also, Buzz brought up another good point. No aspirin or any aspirin derivative for 2 weeks before the
procedure. Makes your blood thin.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
The only thing about me that's thin.
Yep.
Nope. This is a mess.
Yeah, you don't want to have blood thinners because then you'll be a bleeder.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We got a bleeder!
I didn't ask if I could keep my spaghetti, though.
Well, you should, and you should auction it off on the internet.
It would make a lovely little necklace.
Absolutely.
I think
you could bronze it.
You should turn it into a gift for your wife.
Cufflinks.
You really should.
Yeah, perhaps you could like make a nice little Celtic design out of the
earrings
spaghetti and give her some earrings.
Or what about when you're on the boardwalk? You see that your name in rice?
Right.
You know where they spell?
Yeah.
What if you took the spaghetti and you spelled C-A-R-Y?
Yeah, yeah, and then you
take out an awful lot.
Well, it would be so if they got enough, you could make it cursive.
You're generous.
He said also that if I ever wanted, you know, down the road to reverse it,
right.
I said, I don't foresee that. I mean, he said, well, if God forbid something should happen and you take another wife.
Right.
And I said, yeah, let's think about that.
Sure.
He said the reversal, 70% effective.
Yeah.
70%.
Not real good, but, I mean, it's something to shoot for.
Yeah, that's cool. It's nice to know.
But I let him bring that up.
You seem ready to go.
Let's
seem
do it.
You're much more comfortable discussing this than you have been in past shows.
It's going to happen.
I'm proud of you.
You got to do it.
It's going to happen.
If you're going to, I've got $15 sunk in this, and there's no looking back.
$15. It'll make for a great Christmas.
It will.
Right.
Well, I'd be
honored. No heavy lifting, though. Mm-hmm.
I'd be honored to drive you and record you and look at you and laugh at you and drive you. And...
Will you hold me by the shoulder as I go to my recliner?
Maybe you can check after he's done and see how generous it is. If it's still generous after the procedure. I'm sure you'll be covered up with bandages.
Well, when I leave, I will have gauze and I'll be fully dressed. It's not like they're going to send me home in a gown.
Yeah, it's an outpatient procedure.
Exactly.
Which amazes me.
You know, I bet everyone upstairs would be good at an outpatient procedure.
An outpatient.
So
way
be,
out.
You won't be leaving the doctor's office like you just walked off the field at Saving Private Ryan.
No, it's all local. It's no worse than a, than what do you call it, a a dental procedure. Again, there's that.
A root canal.
But he uses the same
kind of Novocaine. A root canal on your penis.
That's exactly what it is.
On your scrotum, excuse me.
It's just a different root.
You're going to feel a pinch.
He said you will feel a pinch. There'll be three little shots of Novocaine, or it's actually lidocaine.
Will he be using a Phillips or a flathead?
He'll be using a ratchet.
Okay. That'll be good.
And a circular saw.
And a hammer. And, of course, the Bic razor, single blade.
No.
Single rough blade.
Go for the Venus inside the soap.
Right.
But I think the problem would come with an electric razor.
Well, I use only electric when I'm shaving.
But there?
I did one time.
There? Or
well,
the
not,
surroundings?
Not shaving, but I trimmed.
Okay, but not the actual shaving part.
No.
Because have you ever
but
been
I
shaving?
Still, even with trimming down there, I nicked myself.
Don't point.
I've used an electric razor on my face, like near my beard.
Right.
Have you ever caught like a longer hair in the electric razor and it pulls?
Yeah, I'm not
you
really.
See, you don't want that.
I like electric.
That's why you need someone else to shave your balls.
That's right. I'll talk to Matt.
Matt
the intern. No, not Matt Elliott.
Matt the intern. Have him get in the one, you know, the one side of the tub, and you just raise your knees like the doctor said, and then thrust your pelvis up, and Matt can go to town with the Venus razor.
Matt Elliott could probably just do it by osmosis. Mm-hmm. Just stare and go.
He'd do it with his sharpened fingernails.
He would just sit it and just 1 inch away and just stare and go.
Haven't talked to him in years.
Fallout hair.
Turn that around.
What he would do is he would hold out a bag, and the hair would jump into the bag.
Matt the Pollock will do it. Tell him it's just like tetherball.
But I don't want that either.
What is it
I crave
you?
A gentle touch.
What is it with you and all these men in your life named Matt?
Yeah, what is it with that?
Mm-hmm.
There's Matt Elliott, the
right.
former pro football player who mm-hmm. really, really liked Rob.
Yeah.
He used to like to have he had me up to his hotel room one time, too.
He liked Buzz, too, though, remember?
When he was at the Super Bowl. And
hold on.
There were overtures.
You're right. Buzz is the winner.
Oh, Buzz was at the softball game.
One in particular.
Buzz was the winner when he walked up to Buzz at a party after a softball game and said,
I can make you bleed.
he wasn't talking about a vasectomy.
I still remember his yellow boxer
shorts. I don't know
shorts.
What he meant.
What do you do with a big, crazy, steroid football player walks up to you from behind, puts his hand on your shoulder, and says, I could make you bleed.
I think you prepare to bleed.
You get out of the situation. When I went up to his hotel room, he was coming out of the bathroom in his boxer shorts. And I said, I'll wait downstairs in the lobby.
When was he running around naked like Batman?
That was at the Lansdowne Resort following a Monday night football game.
Well,
but that wasn't all one-on-one. There was a lot of people around. But
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I remember who he was Batman towards.
Stimpy?
No. Jimmy the intern.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy the intern who used to like to fight with people.
Yeah, yeah, that's mm-hmm. the guy.
And didn't know the directions to his own city.
That's true. He got us lost in San Diego.
And then he got mad at us.
Yeah, well, he got mad at everybody.
That's right.
You're
so
right.
All the Matts in my life.
Because the deal with this guy, Matt Elliott, yeah, everybody who listens to the show knows who he is. At one function, Jimmy the intern was maybe sharing a hotel room with him or something.
We were watching Monday Night Football, and I think we were young enough at that point and stupid enough, we thought, you know, better than going home, we should all just stay here.
And I guess at one point, Matt came out of the bathroom naked with a towel around his neck.
Can you be naked with a cape on? I mean,
indicating that
naked.
He was naked and he was Batman and he wanted to wrestle with Jimmy the intern.
Chased him around.
Yeah.
Chased him around like the Motel 6 room.
Yeah, you hear from him anymore?
Been a while. Been about a year.
About
I'll
a year?
Send him a Christmas card and
please
I'll probably
do.
Get one back.
All right.
I'll mention that. Yeah, but there are a lot of Matts in my life. There's
Matt
Elliot.
I think Matt would be able to offer insight on your procedure. You know, maybe he's had one done.
Matt Elliott, you're talking about.
Matt Elliott,
right?
Yes.
I think he's got a pair of kids.
Yeah, he's got a couple of kids.
I'm not sure I'd want that insight. Let's not broach
picture
that
those two in the tub. First of all, there wouldn't be any water in it.
There would be like two cups. That's all you need. It'd fill up in no time.
Long as it's warm.
All right, so just know as we continue the show today, the Matt that we're talking about is the Matt that was on our show all summer long. Matt the Pollock. Uh-huh. Matt the intern with ass on his arm, the tattoo
right.
of ass.
Today's Matt.
That guy, yes.
He's upstairs celebrating Home November.
He is, and when we come back, we'll go upstairs. Or actually, we'll send Rob.
I'll go up.
We'll send Rob up first.
Right.
To give us kind of a feel on the room. Take the temperature of the room.
Very good, Rob.
Pour some absinthe.
Even if they've eaten, I think we should have a blessing.
I think that's a great idea.
And, Buzz,
mm-hmm.
would you be in charge of the absinthe up there, please?
Somebody has to, yes.
Very good.
Make sure that gets flowing.
As we celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, Home November.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, Mike, your joint brought in all the food and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got turkey, a mashed potato stuffing, and a pumpkin pie.
Wow. I believe they're eating right now.
Good, yes. They transported the turkey over here just a little while ago. alive, and they slaughtered it.
And it should be done any minute.
They plucked it. It's also, they're also using warm water for that.
I wonder if they're eating.
Hello?
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 Are you guys eating?
Matt, come here. Hey. Yes, we are.
Are you eating food?
We have not tasted the bird yet.
Oh, the bird hasn't been carved yet. Perfect.
Oh, no, the bird's
being carved.
He's right still now. Trying to find the wishbone.
We're fighting over the wishbone.
Oh, God.
And that's Matt's wishbone, not the turkey's.
Good luck, Matt.
Wow.
Okay, so they'll get the wishbone, and they'll carve the turkey, and they'll eat, and we'll have the ceremonial first toast, and Buzz will get some absinthe going.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, oh, don't forget, Blair Michaels and the big show today.
Yes, yeah. And Blair Michaels in full drag. We should point that out. It's radio. I know it doesn't matter, but Blair Michaels in full drag right now.
There will be photos on the website for everyone to enjoy.
Very good.
Big, big happy Homovember, everybody. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.